Chapter 4. A New Friend. I did not die that day in 1660, but I felt very different about life after that. I saw that life is a gift. It's easy to die on an island when you are alone. There's no medicine. There's no one to help you. I learned new things all the time. The best month to start my vegetable garden was in February, because it rained in March and April. I made plates and cups from wood or coconut shells. It felt like I was the only man on this earth, and I had to learn everything by myself. The biggest problem was that I wanted to talk to someone. Then something wonderful happened. Paul and I went for a walk one day through the forest. I heard a bird flying around my head, and I saw that it was a parrot. A small, green parrot with yellow feathers on top of its head. Hello!
Hello!
It talks! It talks, Paul! It talks!
It talks! It talks!
That little bird made me laugh. And I was so happy to have a new friend. Every day I tried to teach it a new word. After several years, we could almost have a dialogue. I came back to our tent in the morning after a swim in the sea, and we had conversations like this. What should we have for breakfast?
Fruit and milk, fruit and milk.
And what do you want for breakfast?
Nuts! Nuts!
You see, Paul, he knows what he wants.
Stupid Paul! Stupid Paul!
Paul barked when the bird said this. I didn't want to teach him that, but he heard me say it and he remembered it. I talked to Paul and the parrot like they were people. It made me feel very good, but there was still something missing. I still wanted to see another person. I made a small boat from a tree, but the sea was too dangerous, so I stayed close to the island. The island I was on was large. I found many new beaches and many new kinds of fruits with the boat. And that's when I saw the footprints. Someone else was on the island. But I did not know if they were friendly or not.